Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, a service of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. And on the phone with me today is Mike Geske, who is from the Boot Heel of Missouri. He's a farmer in New Madrid County. And we're going to talk a little bit about the effects of Hurricane Katrina all the way up here in Missouri, how it's affecting corn growers right here in our state. Mike, if you could first address the issue of transportation. You're quite near the Mississippi River there, and of course, with the situation in New Orleans, this has affected the Mississippi River, and we're seeing some bottlenecks affecting our Missouri farmers.
Yes, we certainly are. It has made this harvest one that Southeast Missouri farmers will never, ever forget. Before I say anything, of course, I would like to recognize the fact that as stressful as this harvest has been, all of the farmers realize that that our problems pale in comparison to the people in New Orleans who have lost everything, their homes and their jobs and loved ones. So we want to recognize that other people have problems that make ours pale. Our transportation problems have been, in my lifetime, unprecedented. We're seeing basis levels, but the highest that it got, to my knowledge, at Scott City, Missouri, it was 71 cents under Chicago, you know, which normally this time of year we're looking at 7 cents to 10 cents. The elevators have been using their basis to tell us that they don't want our corn to be brought in at this time, and so people are responding to that. They're looking for our storage. That's the major part of the transportation problem, but the high diesel fuel prices, of course, has made it much more expensive to carry it just from the field to the elevator. It's made it more expensive to harvest. It's really been an unprecedented year so far.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, the cost of inputs, not just energy costs, but also fertilizer costs. We're seeing increases in a lot of areas as a result of this disaster.
Farmers suffer because we absorb all those increases and can't pass it on to anyone. So our inputs have gone up this year because of fuel prices. Everything we buy has gone up. Our expenses related to harvest have gone up, and then the prices we receive our crop have gone down. I can't remember seeing the price of corn this low. You know, we've had corn selling for around the $1.60 level for several days, prices that I haven't seen, you know, in decades, basically. So we get hit from every angle on it, and there's no way to pass it on to anybody. We have to absorb every bit of it. So it has made this year a challenge that I will never forget. I was talking to a farmer just this morning who related that trying to get his operating loan this year to make his budget work, and he's wondering next year how it will be possible to budget a profit.
What do you think the chances are that this situation is going to improve as the harvest season comes along? I know they said they are trying to get the ports open there at the mouth of the Mississippi. Think there's a bright spot in the future?
That is the million-dollar question that everybody would like to know. And things are looking hopeful. You know, they are bringing a lot of the elevators online much quicker than they thought. But barge prices, the shipping price, has not dropped any. They're still paying over 750% of tariff, which is extremely high. And even though the basis level has improved in the last few days, that's mostly because they're raising the prices at the Gulf level because they're really starting to need the corn. So it has improved on the order of 20, 25 cents just in the last 5 to 7 days. So there's some hope that it's going to continue to improve, but at the same time, they tell us that it could be up to 3 months before we see basis levels get back to close to normal.
Thank you very much. That's Mike Geske, who is the vice president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and a farmer from New Madrid County in the Boot Heel of Missouri. For Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.